Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Hello, everybody. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. What a show today. Sit back in your seat, especially if you're an entrepreneur, because you're going to learn about cost savings today for your business. I mean, I brought on a person into the show today in his home studio who I call the king of cost savings. And I had a pre-interview with him, and it's really remarkable what Mr. Ron Feldman, the CEO of World Business Services, has been able to put together, not only here recently, but throughout his career. I mean, he has saved companies hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars with various parts of their business that we're going to get into. But if you want to learn how to increase your bottom line, increase your margins, then Ron is the guy who knows how to do it. He's doing it for so many companies throughout the United States and the world. It's remarkable. Ron, it's a real honor to have you on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Appreciate it, Andy.
Yeah, it's great to have you. I mean, we spoke earlier a couple of weeks ago. We've been communicating by email. When I got further and further into what you do, I said to myself, I'm more excited and more excited to have Ron on the show. It's fantastic. So before we get started, let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet. Tell us what World Business Services is all about and how you've become known as this king of cost savings.
Great. Think of us as a grocery store where you walk into the grocery store and instead of getting groceries, you're either going to get cost savings or refunds. We're an expediter. So what that means is everything is turnkey. We're going to quickly identify refunds and cost savings for your business that you've never heard of before. You're going to pay less tomorrow for the same services you're going to pay for today without any capital expenditure or debt service financing.
I mean, it's unbelievable. We went through a litany of things that you started educating me about. And I was taking notes during our pre-interview because you know so many ways to save companies money. It's remarkable. I mean, forget about king of cost savings. It's king of cost savings and refunds as far as I'm concerned. So let's talk, right? Let's talk about it. What types of refunds and cost savings are we talking about?
Right. So let's start off with maybe a half a dozen refunds that your audience hasn't heard of before, for the most part. So Visa and MasterCard, merchants normally take that, businesses to business, all types of businesses across the United States take credit cards. They don't know that there's a refund available to them based on a class action suit that was brought against Visa and MasterCard. And so for all your businesses that were in business between 2004 and 2018, if they go to paymentcardsettlement.com, which is a website the judge made up regarding this ruling, which is currently a class action suit that it is on appeal, however, there's billions of dollars that's available that's going to be split amongst all parties. And what we've done in addition to that is for a couple of retailers, we've been able to get them over $300,000 net on a performance-based shared benefit basis, where we have one of our strategic alliance partners who has the ability to monetize and identify buyers for that future class action settlement. So that's one example. Another example that's really available to all of your listeners is the ability to get monies that's owed to them by the state. What happens is billions of dollars a year by all the states are being reclaimed by them from dormant checking accounts, savings accounts, safe deposit boxes. Large businesses that do mergers and acquisitions, they may have no idea of these hidden assets. And if, for example, if your listeners go to missingmoney.com, which is actually an organization that was formed by 41 states, they're going to be able to maybe identify refunds for their business or as individuals. So those are just a couple of examples. May I share now with your listeners some ideas on some tax credits that they might not be available. So, for example, we're working with a brew pub right now. And we're working with a brew pub on getting them tens of thousands of dollars back in their pocket because they're qualifying for research and development tax credits. It used to be that you had to be an inventor to get that. You had to be a scientist. You came up with some formula. But now the rules changed. And now anybody that has improved on a process, or in the case of the craft beer and craft, you know, spirits companies, or any food provider, they're going to be able to get refunds that they didn't know were available. Another one that we did about 20 years ago with McDonald's, we got them over $1 million on what are called enterprise zone tax credits. These were just specific geographic locations of McDonald's that were in zones that were either geographically by the zip code would allow them to get refunds. And there's also the problem with these types of tax credits. Work opportunity tax credits, along with enterprise zones, are only available for a short period of time from the time you've hired somebody within 28 days. So we're working with a company that actually automates the process. And again, they just work on a performance-based shared benefit basis. There's another tax credit that's even more sensational that is available for both for-profit and non-profit organizations. And that's a poorly named government tax credit called the Employee Retention Tax Credit. And the problem with that is that people have been led to believe that they just need to have retained employees during COVID. And that's not the case. If they had a drop in either their gross revenues or they were affected by COVID, either directly or indirectly by having to have less hours or interruption in supply chain, they could also be available to up to, for example, for the first three quarters of 2021, they could be eligible to get refunds up to $10,000 per employee per quarter. That's a dramatic amount of money that they should really check into. There's also, we were able, just for a local fruit stand we're working with here in town, able to get thousands of dollars for another part of that act, which is called the Startup Recovery Act, because they were founded after February 15th, 2020, and between that and the end of 2021. They would never have known this, and they were thrilled with this. We're working with another company that specializes in multi-state tax credits. So, for example, if you're in New York and you've got locations in four states, the equipment that you buy, if it's deployed in other states, if the state of New York is taxing you on the use and you're using it in Texas, you're entitled to a refund. And those are kind of, again, they all fall within tax credits that, you know, are not obvious to businesses and organizations. And the reason the nonprofits and the employee payroll tax credit, the employee retention tax credit, because they're payroll tax credits, nonprofits pay payroll taxes. That's why they're eligible, and that's not obvious. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, Ron, I was bragging about you at lunch the other day. I was telling my friend, I'm having somebody on the show. You can't believe about what he knows about cost savings and refunds and tax credits. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I mean, let's think about it, because I think of you as sort of the worldwide leading expert. I mean, your brain just must explode with all of these ideas that you have to save people money. Where did that come from? Did that start when you were a young man? Where did this passion to learn so much about saving people and saving companies money come from? Was that a, you know, a childhood dream? Did it come during college? When did that passion start? And how did you become interested in it?
No, appreciate that. What happened was I ran my own business where I managed 6 to 8 employees. It was a hotel marketing company. And I come in the morning and I get pulled in 5 different directions. And I never had enough time to know everything that was out there that would help my business either save money or increase my sales, for example. So let's go. So that was the entrepreneurial seizure, if you will, that I had when I sold my last company back in 1994. I just decided it would be that there wasn't a company that was there. Were when I was in the hotel business, if somebody didn't need a hotel room and saving money on hotel rooms, which is what we did, they had no need for my services. So then all these different cost savings companies that were out there were disparate. When I started World Business Services, I started by doing phone audits. I had a fluency in telephony. And then I was doing them for the second largest utility auditing company in the world. And they taught me how to do utility audits. And I still do them, but I still have a couple of other utility auditors I work with where, for example, if I think that a customer's better served if somebody needs to be out on site because it's some humongous facility. We did a hotel about 10 years ago on the Las Vegas Strip. And I felt it was much better for another company that had more resources that I had to trust, you know, and trust is a big deal with everybody we work with. There's a common denominator. They have no arrogance or anger management issues. They're lovely people who are the best at what they do. They're either providing a one-of-a-kind service or they're going to be providing cost savings in a competitive niche. That's what makes them different. Let's go back to mid-size and large companies. A lot of them, CFOs, say, well, you can't help me. I'm under a contract. Well, if they're under a contract on their phone, on their utilities, on their credit card processing, it doesn't matter. We have cost savings for them. It's what we do there is everything is on a performance-based, shared benefit basis. If they do nothing, they're going to continue to pay what they do now. That makes absolutely no sense. So what we have for them is a lottery ticket. And the majority of the time, they're going to save money. They're going to and all those savings are going to be approved. So, for example, let's take their second most highest expense behind employees is their commercial leases. And what happens there is the people that draw up the commercial leases, the attorneys, are not the ones that are administering it. The people administering it are the property managers. The property managers have no idea about all these legal covenants, so they play the lease lottery. And what happens is most of the businesses that are on commercial leases, no matter where they are globally, because we have a provider that actually does a service globally, can save money. So that's, you know, hence World Business Services and that a lot of our programs, you know, put that, have that benefit. So our R&D tax credit provider does their service in a dozen countries. If somebody needs to save money on their regular telephones and just wants to look at us for doing that, we'll look at even, let's take a look at small business here, for example. Small businesses have analog phone lines. Analog phone lines used to be about $60 to $80 a phone line. That's probably pretty reasonable. However, I just got a phone bill of a poor business in Southern California for one phone line, was analog phone lines, paying $360 for that one phone line. And the problem is all your CFOs and whoever is managing the money needs to look at their contract, because if they're off contract, they're going to be paying sticker price. And that's not right. So let's go back here for a second, because I know that you love revenues. You love increasing businesses' revenues. All right. So I have all these payment solutions that increase sales. So, for example, I was on my way to a business meeting in Reno. I was driving up from San Francisco, and I got a call from one of my suppliers that said, look, we have a business that is auto repair and towing, and they're in Truckee, California. And they've got a real problem with, they're losing sales. Go in, help them and see if you can help them and save money. So I walk into the business and there's a big sign on the cash register. It says, no out of town checks. And I said, no out of town checks. I said, well, wait a minute. Let me think about this for a second. I'm driving up from San Francisco and I'm on my way to Reno. If I get stuck in the snow and I call you the tow truck, you know, person, and the banks are closed, let's say, and I don't have a credit card, let's say my credit card is over the limit, how do I pay you? You know, if you have no out-of-town checks, I said, would it help? And what if I'm coming the other way? I said, all your customers are out of town, right? And he said, well, you're right. I said, well, look, I'll give you a great deal. You're going to be able to take all those sales at less than the cost of taking a credit card, and you'll never lose a sale, and you'll have happier customers. And how does that sound to you? I said, great. So that's one example, but take this a step farther. So I was in a meeting over 20 years ago with the guy that ran one of the top 10 auto dealer payment solution areas of responsibilities, controller for one of the top 10 auto dealer groups in the country. And I said, you know, I've got this solution. You know, you're going to be able to increase your sales. And he said, well, no, we've already got, we've got a tremendous deal with the top company in the country. And I said, great. I said, well, look, do you mind if I take a look at their statement? And they said, no, go take a look at the statement. So I take a look at the statement. And it says, we just protected them out of $80,000 because, you know, we turned down between 8 to 13% of the checks. So I said, here, look, they protected you. That's your sales prevention department. I said, that makes no sense. So what we can do is whenever they turn down a check, we'll have our provider will accept the check. How does that sound? And you'll make $800 on the front end. You'll make $800 on the warranties and you'll make $5,000 on the financing. You'll make another $6,600 on that transaction. So that's another example of that type of solution for your businesses, for example, that have a problem with a stop payment, like your veterinarians, you know, they may have, in good faith, they operate on an animal and the animal dies in their care, they're going to may put a stop payment on the check. Our provider will pay them even on a stop payment on the check. So it's all those types of solutions. I was in a meeting with a guy that had a Volkswagen clutch kit business where he distributed Volkswagen clutch kits. And he was a garage would call and he couldn't send him a clutch kit if he didn't have credit done. Accounts, he needed to run credit and have them establish credit, which is net 30. Net 30 is a hope to be paid. So I explained to him that he would be able to take any impulse order and put the solution into place with the same type of solution. However, even for those businesses that are accepting credit cards, and the people you have that are accepting credit cards now, they're getting killed in different ways. They have to look and make sure they're not, that the part of their bill is not being billed the month after they get a bill for the first month. They have to make sure they're not on what are called teaser rates, where they're offered one rate where there's hundreds of credit card processing rates. Business-to-business companies and business-to-government companies have to make sure that the transactions that they're taking, there's a special company that I work with that can save them up to a half a percent on each transaction because the transactions are getting downgraded unintentionally by the way that the business-to-business transactions are being settled by the credit card processing companies. And if that wasn't enough, credit card processing companies have a real problem with business to business and business to government, particularly with high tickets. We now are marketing a sensational new solution that for 1%, not 3 to 4%, 1% businesses can have their monies instantly, no credit card chargeback, transactions up to $500,000, no problem with disclosing the client's banking information. All that's done in real time. So we have that solution available as well. So the point is we're your staff and we're not on your payroll when somebody's doing business with us. That's who we are. And when something new like that comes along, we're going to tell you that it's out there. You're not going to have to play Where's Waldo with Dr. Google.
Yeah, I love it so much. It's great. It's great. Now, listen, we only have 30 minutes because it's, the TV show, but I'm going to have to book you back and just let you go for 3-4 hours. You know, the king of cost savings and refunds. I'm going to call it 3 hours with the king. I mean, you have so much information.
If we've only got a little bit of time, let me get to an expense area that I haven't covered that I'd like to make sure that the viewers are able to understand. Their electric bill. Energy costs are going up everywhere. It's a huge problem in the United Kingdom right now, where the government is actually stepping in because it's such a huge problem. So when I say I do a utility audit, it's very simple. You split out the savings. It's found money. And the problem that businesses need to know exists is when an electricity company gives you a rate, that's not the only rate that could be possible. You might qualify for another rate, but the tariffs are so complicated, you'll never understand them. And there's new special allowances coming to the marketplace all the time. So we're talking electricity, natural gas, water, sewer. Now, there are two other things in electricity that your businesses need to know. The second thing is that in deregulated states, which, for example, New York is a deregulated state in electricity and natural gas. So is Texas. Florida and California are only deregulated in natural gas. But in these deregulated states, they have these sellers of deregulated electricity and natural gas. And if you're going to enter into a contract in those areas, you need to make sure that when they talk about swing, it doesn't mean swing your partner. It means that you have to have 100% swing to mean that there's no variance. What they're doing is they're surcharging customers who are unaware of this innocuous name, swing, because they have a variance in their usage, historical usage. So instead of paying, 10 cents, they're going to pay 12 cents because they have a variance. Same thing with natural gas. There's another thing that hit last year where there was these terrible outages in Texas. And if you didn't have what's called basis included in your electricity deregulated rate, you would not be able to, you would not be protected. So you probably paid double that the amounts of that was surcharge was passed on to you. The final thing I wanted to share is we have a wonderful program where the utilities aren't going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for you on deploying energy efficiency equipment that's going to reduce your heating, ventilation, air conditioning, your voltage balancing, your LED lighting, everything like that. And so we're working with a company where we've already, I did a utility audit that has saved the hospital over $500,000 this year. And we brought in this company and now they've got a proposal that's going to save this hospital millions of dollars going forward. And that hospital is going to actually just have that all that equipment. They're going to have it designed, installed, deployed, maintained, and they're going to just share in the savings, nothing out of pocket.
Wow, it's incredible. And of course, what I love about what you're doing, Ron, is you work with for-profit businesses, you work for nonprofit businesses to get involved with you. You don't have to put money up front. I mean, it's wonderful. But before I let you go, we only have a few minutes left. I want to talk about this opportunity that you have because you're bringing in other professionals who then can use your system, your services to provide cost savings to their clients. And it's this beautiful way to give back to the community where you've got like accountants and maybe even attorneys and financial analysts and financial advisors offering your services, your cost-saving services to their clients. Briefly, let's talk about that because that's amazing.
Right. So we're always on the lookout for people who have excelled in their area, who are bringing something new to us. I mean, that's if somebody can do the same type of thing, create cost savings for the businesses and organizations we work with, that's wonderful. Also, we get all of our business organically, meaning that we have sales professionals that work with us, and we share in the commissions that we receive because it becomes an add-on. We're simply an add-on for their business. So they can either market us under their umbrella, or they can use our, you know, they can, you know, go to market as, reselling our services as being an authorized reseller for our services. It's up to them. But again, the equation is they have to have all of those people that are, we're not making any cold calls. We're simply going back to existing clients from our existing sales professionals we're then introducing to the strategic partnership vendors that we vetted and believe that they're all looking for their next customer, not their next victim.
Wow, I love it. Of course, you've done some teaching at Cal State. I mean, if I just talked about everything that you've done, we're going to be here for another hour. But before I let you go, and thank you so much for cutting time out, I already see we're bringing you back on. I'm going to have to cut out a full hour and just let you go with all these cost savings. So the people watching the show, you know now why I was so excited to have Ron on, because he's just a plethora of information. Let's get back to the entrepreneurs watching the show. For the younger entrepreneurs, Ron, that are maybe hitting a tough time in their journey, maybe they're hitting a pothole, could you give some sort of positive motivation and some thoughts about what it takes to get through a tough time as an entrepreneur?
Sure. So, and thank you, Andy. I had taught business services marketing at the undergraduate and the MBA level at both Cal State Hayward and Golden Gate University. And giving back, to my alma mater, I met my wife there, and we've been married 49 years, and my wife, Linda, and our daughter, Anna, she's now 38. She's doing great. During these tough times for entrepreneurs, what you want to do really is persistence beats resistance. You want to make sure that if you decide you don't want to be in a captured position, meaning you're working for somebody else, don't just take your entrepreneurial seizure and let that be your guide. Join networking groups. Call your local. There's an organization that's run by the Small Business Administration called SCORE. If you go to Dr. Google and you do mirthfully referring to the Google search engine, and just type in score.org. They have a free mentorship program, and I would really recommend that that they do that. If they are going to be in a captured position and they're looking to be interviewed, the best thing to think about when you're being interviewed is make sure that you ask the first question in an interview. And then if you've got a company that's interested in you and it's an HR manager, make sure that you ask to talk to the people that you're going to be working with. Don't sign up for a contract for people that you have no idea who you could be working for a mythomaniac who's a legend in their own mind. And is a, some licensed infested loser. And, you just don't want to work for a creep. You want to work for somebody that you enjoy working with. And you got to have fun in business. I run my company. My business doesn't run me. After this call, my wife and I are going to go out to Schoenberger Park here in Petaluma in the wetlands. I've got my phone on me. My phone rings and we're walking along the river. I'll answer my phone. But a majority of the time, we're walking along the river. And then we'll go out and we'll go grocery shopping like normal human beings. We don't have any fancy clothes. We don't need any fancy cars. Please, listeners, time is the money of life. Time is the money of life, not money. Money is really, if you can have more money coming into any business rather than going out, you win. You don't have to win bigger, biggest. A desire is a trap.
Wow. I mean, Ron, I can see that being the title of your next book, Persistence Beats Resistance. I know Linda and Anna must be so proud of you. It's awesome. I can't wait to have you on the show. I mean, this has been so incredible just to hear you. And I know we're only scratching the surface with what you have in that brain of yours. So we're going to call the next evolution of our amazing interview with you, the next time you come on, sort of, you know, Ron's brain, and we're just going to get into it. And what you're doing at World Business Services is incredible. The king of cost savings and refunds. I wanted to thank you so much.
And one final thing, you have to have an avocation. Mine was tournament bridge. And I went up representing the United States in World Championships in 82, 86, and 94. But I learned unexpectedly from bridge. I was playing in one of the World Championships. I closed one of my eyes. And then the other, and one eye was better than the other. And I had that checked out. And it turned out I had pigmentary glaucoma. And so if your listeners can just be aware, glaucoma is called the silent thief. And if they can, you know, make sure that they test themselves, have their families tested, because nobody's going to tell you you're losing your eyesight. And you can't never recover the eyesight that you've lost, but you can maintain, if you can identify glaucoma, you can maintain the vision you have. And so I have a driver's license. I maintain my vision. But again, they're trying to help your listeners out there for something that's not obvious.
You've committed your life to helping others, helping not only business people, but people that you come in contact with as a mentor as well. Thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today, Ron.
My pleasure, Andy.